Sin affected man spiritually and physically. How many know that? So God has provided for man spiritually and physically. That's what a lot of people miss. If you get that, it makes everything come into focus. In the Garden of Eden, man was healthy. Can you say amen? Amen. He lived in an air-conditioned garden. Everything was perfect. When he sinned, Satan came in with all the curses. And the worst of them is sickness and disease. Can you say amen? Sickness, disease, failure, poverty, inferiority. So when Jesus Christ came to redeem us, he knew we needed redemption spiritually and physically so we could live healthy and serve him. In Psalm 103, verse 3, even way back there, David knew, the psalmist knew, who forgiveth all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. They actually even believed that under the Old Testament law, who forgives all your iniquities. If he doesn't do that, you got a problem. And if he does that, he might just do the other, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. You see, he provides both. Can you believe that? Why wouldn't he? We somehow think there's a scripture that somewhere says in life, it's spiritual to be sick and live in poverty. Find that scripture. It doesn't exist. Can you say amen? During a 3-day fast, God gave me a revelation concerning Matthew 8, 16, and 17. If you've been here very long, you've certainly have heard a lot of these scriptures, but that doesn't matter. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing, and by hearing. Like I said earlier, I'm preaching this to build my faith, and you get to listen. I preach this to myself, a little bit probably every day. During a 3-day fast, the Lord gave me a revelation concerning Matthew 8, 16, and 17. Matthew 8, 16 says, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. How many? How many? How do you spell it? That includes you and me. I mean, you can discount the word of God and go back to that scripture that says it's God's will to be sick, but you can't find it. That scripture doesn't exist. Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, he healed all to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. That's the King James translation of Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. It's the prophet prophesied that when he came, he would take our infirmities and our sicknesses and our iniquities. It's promised right there in Isaiah. Isaiah 53, like 5, 6, or 7 there in the verses. When I read this, the Lord spoke to me. I was doing a 3-day fast. He said, do you believe I'm still here? How many believe he's here? Amen. He said he'd be. Do you believe I'm still here to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy? Isaiah 53, truly upborn our sickness, carried away our pains, his wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastised for our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. Do you believe that? I said, I didn't really, but yes. Yay. And then it got very personal. He says, do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? No, but I saw it. He's here if we put our faith in him to help us with the worst sickness, including cancer. We've had a lot of people healed of cancer in this church. He is still the healer. And I know some people, they just, it don't matter what you do, they're not going to believe. But that's their problem. Just because somebody says they don't believe something doesn't affect me. I still believe it. Can you say amen? And you need to still believe the word of God, no matter what anyone else says. So I said, yes, I believe you here. I believe you here to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy. I believe you here to take my infirmities and my sicknesses. And I said, yes, because the word says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. If he's here and he's the healer, why wouldn't he help you if you believe it? And God does use doctors. He may tell you to go to a doctor. He may tell you to take more vitamins. He may tell you to go home and throw away those potato chips. If you want to be healthy and well, you got to do your part. I believe in healing, but I run a mile or two every other day, and I pump iron because some things are obvious. And take my vitamins. If I take them all, it takes me about 5-10 minutes just to swallow them all. But I do my part, and I expect God to keep his word. And he says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. That's Matthew 28:20. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's Hebrews 13:5. Yes, I believe you're here to take my infirmities and my sickness along with my sins and iniquities. You see, if you want to be healed or you are praying for someone else to be healed, you need to pay close attention to this message. Well, pay close attention to the scriptures. That's where the faith comes from. You see, this personal word for me was contrary to what I believed, but I saw it. Jesus Christ himself is present to take my infirmities and my sicknesses right here, right now, if I can just believe it. One Sunday night, not too long ago, we still having Sunday night services before COVID hit. COVID changed everything. And one Sunday night, I was preaching this, and I saw Jesus Christ standing right in front of me. And behind him was the cross. It was covered in blood. He was standing there, and he's saying, I provided everything for you. If you just believe me, believe my word, speak my word, act on it, I'll take your infirmities. I saw him. It's as real as day in a vision. But he's here. But you got to put your faith in him. And you got to forget what some of these preachers have been preaching. And if you heard me years ago, you need to forget what I preached. Yay. Because a lot of times we don't preach the right thing. Amen. Most of us are sincere. We believe we're preaching the right thing, but that don't mean it is the right thing. And that's where everyone needs to get out your Bible and quit just believing anything you hear and check it out to see if it's in the Bible. Don't believe anything I say unless I read it to you, and then go read it in your own Bible. Come on. That's one reason to put the scriptures up, so you'll have time to put them up and leave them up. Yay. I might forget what I said. He turned around and read it. Come on. Okay. So this personal word changed everything for me. I had strep throat all winter long, every winter. And, man, it was horrible. How can you preach like that? And I wasn't preaching back then. I was a servant associate pastor. But when I started pastoring church, man, I needed to be healed. And so God gave me this passage, and I started getting healed, a strep throat, and I haven't missed preaching in now close to 50 years, 47 years. I haven't missed preaching one time on Sunday morning because of strep throat or any other sickness, because God showed me how to get healed. Amen. Some of you have been here almost 40 years. You know that's true. Yay. Thank you. Some of you have been here 40 years. I think Lynn and David have been here 40 years. Thank you, Jesus. But since I started believing this word, God has healed me, worked miracles for me. And shortly after that, Dottie had these horrible allergies. She had to give herself a shot once a week. And for allergies. And I mean, she'd give herself a shot in the leg. I thought, well, I'd rather just die. I wouldn't do that. But she did it. And the Lord spoke to me and said, pray for her allergies. We've been married about 7 years. And she'd keep me up at night sniffing on nasal congestants so that she could breathe. And the Lord spoke to me and said, pray for her. And I said, Dottie, I feel led to pray for you. She said, you've prayed for me 100 times. I said, yeah, but this is different. I feel like this is God. I feel the faith to pray. And so I prayed, and God instantly healed her. And we were wanting to have children, and that was right before we had our first baby. And so God healed her of that so she didn't have to have those shots while she was pregnant. I mean, no, God knows what he's doing. And I mean, her allergies was horrible, and God healed her, took it away. You can believe what you want to believe, but it happened. You see, he has healed me, my family, and many of you church people over and over again. Shortly after God gave me this promise, he's in Lexington, Kentucky, and I sprained my ankle. And it swole up, had all those pretty colors. And I mean, it hurt so bad. One day I was over at the drugstore, and I just sat down in the middle of the floor and hugged my ankle. It was hurting so bad. And that very night, we had a service at church. I went and I prayed. And as I prayed, I began to say, "Yes, Lord, I believe you're here, and I believe you're here to take away this pain and heal this ankle." And as I began to say that, all of a sudden, it's like God took a great long needle and put it into that ankle, and I felt like a squirt of healing go into that ankle, and all of a sudden, I could move it up and down. It was still pretty with all the pretty colors. Can you say amen? And if I turned it sideways, it still hurt, but I knew God had begun a miracle. And that's why you need to hear these messages, because you need to know that sometimes God begins a miracle. And if you get discouraged because a little pain there, a little sweating left, and give up on it, you'll lose your miracle. You have to know that God, once he starts it, he'll finish it. But the devil will tell you, "Well, you didn't get healed." Well, yes, you did. And you know it because you felt it, you discerned it, and you have to walk it out. Can you say amen? By that day, I was sitting in the middle of a drugstore hugging my ankle. The next day, went to Daniel Boone's Park outside of Lexington and walked with an evangelist all day long all over that place. Yes, it still was sore. It still hurt a little. If I turned it sideways, it really hurt. It was still swollen, but I was able to walk on it the next day. And you need to hear things like this, because the devil will tell you, "Well, you got prayed for and you still have pain." Well, there's a devil. Sure, you're going to have pain. Yay. Rebuke him. Take authority over him. But once you discern you're healed, don't you doubt it. You believe it, speak it, and act on it. You see, the second great revelation from this passage for me that night was all that came to him. It says he healed all that came to him. I've had people say, "Well, if you believe in healing, why don't you go to the hospital and enter the hospital?" Because Jesus didn't. He only healed those who came to him. Remember the pool of Bethesda? How many did he heal there? One. He didn't go to the hospital of Bethesda and empty the hospital. He healed all that came to him. Amen. It either says he healed them all, or it implies he healed them all. Yeah. Can you say amen? Have you never heard anything like this before in your life? I hadn't until God spoke it to me. And all that came to him, and I said the Greek, and that's not in the Greek. It says he healed all, but does the hat add that? So the translator put that in. And I thought, well, I'm going to study the Gospels and see if that's true, if he healed all that came to him. I found out the Bible says he healed all that came to him. You want to read it? You want me to read it? Okay, here goes. I'm not going to charge any extra for this. As I read Matthew 8, 16 and 17, the translation I was using said that Jesus healed all that came to him. He healed all is, as I said, in the Greek, but all that came to him is not in the Greek. So we must all come to him in faith, believing. So that's what it meant. So I decided to do a thorough study of the Gospels to verify that he healed all that came to him. We all know, as I just said, he went to the pool of Bethesda and healed one. That was an act of mercy. Some people get healed and don't do a thing. You know, maybe somebody else prayed for them. I prayed for people to be healed, and they didn't even know about it. Can you say amen? But God answers prayer sometimes from other people. So the Gospels strongly teach that Jesus healed all that came to him, or it implies that he did. He did not heal all. He did not go, as I said, to the hospital of Bethesda and empty the hospital. He healed all that came to him. And when they came, he required faith. According to your faith, so be it unto you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Go thy way. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. You remember that? He always required faith. You think he's changed anything? So I just tried to believe and I can't. See, that's what the devil wants you to believe. Just have faith. Just have faith. You can't just have faith. You have to have a reason to believe for healing. And I'm giving it to you right now by reading these scriptures. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Matthew 17:35. This is at Gennesaret. Gennesaret, a city there. People brought all their sick. Say all. And begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his garment. And all who touched him, say all, were healed. Were all healed? No, all who touched him. What does that mean? You believe the word, speak the word, and act on the word. They believed if they touched him, they'd be healed. And so they believed it, spoke it, and acted on it. And you'll see that if I get to the lady had to issue of blood. So I'm just teaching the word of God. I'm a seminary graduate. I've earned doctorate from a great university. But no one taught me this except Jesus Christ himself. Amen. That's why I am totally convinced. That's why I've been healed so many times. And sometimes I struggle just like you, because the devil wants to shut me up and take me down to try to show you it doesn't work. He's always on my case. He wants me to give up and give in so he can tell you, look at that, it don't even work for him. It's worked for all these years. And many of you have been here years and years. John Yuch, I came up. John, you back there? How long you been here? You don't even know. You've been having such a good time. About 34 years? Have you ever seen me miss preaching because I was sick? Say it out loud, John. Because I was sick. Thank you, Jesus. On our wonderful, what a great man of faith. That is not what I told you, why I told you that. I'm absolutely zero. Can you say amen? It's God's word. Has nothing to do with me having a shiny bald head. Well, he has a halo. No, it's just the light shining on my holy head. It's the word of God. If it worked for me, it'll work for you. But you got to get yourself into it. And if you're really fighting a sickness, just get all these scriptures together. Sit down in the middle of the floor or wherever you're comfortable and just read them over and over and over. If it takes hours, who cares? You need to get healed. Amen. You go to the doctor's office, you sit there for hours sometime. If you go to the hospital, it may keep you for a week. So spend some time in the Word. Amen. It's amazing how we think. I don't have time. You got time to go to the intensive care? Matthew 14:35, this is cities around Gennesaret. People brought all their sick to him. Well, I believe that's right. I may be in the same place. People brought all their sick to him, that same place, and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. They had to believe him enough to reach out and touch him. They brought all, and all who had the faith to touch him were healed. You see, their coming proved they had faith. The very fact that they came in the first place proved that they believed that they could get healed. Mark 6:53. These are the cities near Gennesaret. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. As many as touched him certainly means all. All that touched him, as many. And see, that's where it's implied, but it's strongly implied. It's obvious what it means, that all who touched him were healed. If it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Some people talk about a point of contact and all that. No, whatever is in your heart, that's your faith. These people believe if they could just touch him, they'd be healed. I believe I can sit down in the middle of four and just meditate on the word of God, I'll get healed. Amen. Can you say amen? That's my faith. That's where your faith is. And you don't make this stuff up. The Holy Spirit, as you meditate upon the word of God or hear the word of God preached, he drops a faith in you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't do it. But when you meditate on the word, Jesus said, my word is spirit and life. When you meditate upon the word will quicken that word to your heart. And that's your faith. Let me pray I don't hurt myself up here. Beat myself on the chest. Thank you, Jesus. As many as touched him certainly means all. I believe this is the report the lady with the issue of blood had. That's why she kept saying, if I can but touch him, I'll be healed. And then she was going looking for him. She had heard about these people touching him and being healed, and the Holy Spirit quickened that to her heart, and all of a sudden she believed in her heart, if I can but touch him, I'll be healed. Well, how do you know she believed it? Number one, Jesus said it was her faith, and then she started saying it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When you get that in you, you need to let it come out your mouth. She started speaking it. And she said, if I can but touch him, I'll be healed. And she started searching for him and found him. And so she believed it. She spoke it, acted on it by touching him like the others, and she was healed. Jesus healed her. Jesus didn't even know she was there. It was the Holy Spirit that healed her in response to faith. When we truly believe the Lord and stand on it, it's the Holy Spirit that heals us in response to faith, our faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you say amen? In the name of Jesus. Yes. You see, she started saying, if I can but touch him, I'll be healed. And she acted on it. Faith without action is dead. If you really believe it, you're going to act on it. Amen. And when she acted on it, the Holy Spirit healed her. Matthew 14:14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. Why did he heal their sick? Well, he was just proving he was God. That's not what he says. What does it say? Scriptures up there? Oh, they're there. He loved people. He healed people because he cared about them. He said, I'm the good shepherd. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Doesn't use the word all, but it sure implies he healed their sick. It didn't say some. It implies all. Jesus did not heal just to prove who he was. Jesus healed people because he loved and cared about people, just like he does right now today. You see, in this case, he fed 5,000 people to keep them from going hungry and heal their sick. That's compassion. He'll feed you and heal you if you obey him. So it's compassion. Matthew 12:15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. All that came to him. Are you coming to Jesus Christ today? Are you coming to our preacher? Now, we've had people in this church fly all over the country trying to find a preacher. You've already got a preacher. His name is Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? That's who you need to get a hold of. Yes, hopefully a preacher can help you. Hopefully I can preach the scripture and help build your faith. But he's the healer. We must expect Jesus Christ to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I am teaching this, as I said, in order to build my faith, and you just get to listen. I need to build my faith. Luke 6:17, a great multitude of people. Y'all pay attention? Am I proving that he healed all that came to him? From Scripture? A great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Even people who were sick because of demonic forces, they were even being healed. Devils were being driven out. Notice, they came to be healed, not to be saved. They didn't come to get saved. They came to get healed. They weren't laying people all over the road so they could touch the hem of his garment to get saved. They were there to get healed. And when they got healed, then they believed in the Lord. You see, people were being spiritually healed, and then they were physically healed. Exactly backwards to what the modern church says. Well, Jesus heals people spiritually. Well, that's not what the Bible says. You can just make up stuff and preach it like I used to do. I mean, I really believed it, but it's wrong. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue or power out of him and healed them all. There's that word again. And it was a virtue, it was the Holy Spirit, power flowing from him into them and healing them. It was the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the right hand of the Father, but the Holy Spirit in his name is still healing people. In the name of Jesus. You see, the word all is used or implied almost in every one of these cases. The modern church, as I just said, emphasizes spiritual healing, but Jesus emphasized physical and spiritual healing for all. Why settle for half the deal? Amen. You can get saved, be forgiven and be healed. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. If you want half, that's okay with me. I want both. Yay. He was, this guy in my church in Lexington 46 years ago, James Lemon, he was a hopeless drunk. He'd come to church with his wife just to please her. She brought him back to my office one day, and I met with him, tried to get him saved. He was totally rebellious. He didn't want nothing to do with me, Jesus, or anything else, but he come to church because of her. And so one day, he was sitting there in church, and all of a sudden, the Lord just healed him, sat right in his seat. He stood up, interrupted the service, said, "Pastor, God just healed me." And then he got saved. He said, "If he loves me enough to heal me, I'm going to live for him." And he got saved. And we've had that happen here a time or two. People get healed, sometimes get healed first, and then realize, man, this Jesus is the real deal. You know, if he's going to heal me, I'm going to believe him to forgive me. You see, this guy was just sitting in church on a Sunday morning. I think it's Sunday, it may have been Sunday night, and God just healed him sitting in his seat. Mark 1, chapter 1, verse 34. This says many. A lot of people get hung up on the many. Well, this says many. Okay, let's look at this one. And you, I need to take away your doubt from Scripture. And he let the Scripture take away your doubt. And he healed many that were there of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Who wrote that? That's Mark. Matthew told about the same event, and he said all. Same event. Mark said many. Why? Because he didn't know who was sick and who wasn't. He said, "Well, I saw many get healed." Matthew says, "No, I know who was sick. Every sick person was healed." It's just perspective. Can you say amen? So Matthew said all. And that's the scripture I led off with. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devil to speak, because they knew him. You see, in several places in the Bible, you have things that look like a contradiction, but when you look at it, it's not a contradiction at all. It is written by different people, and they saw it differently. But many meant all. This does not say many, but it is the same event that happened in Matthew 8, 16, and 17 that says he healed all of them. You see, we know this is the same event because it happened immediately after Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. This event happened immediately after he healed Peter's mother-in-law, and both of them records that he healed folks. One says many, one says all. It's a matter of perspective. He still heals all. You see, if you believe it's not God's will to heal one person, you cannot believe God to heal you, because you might be that one person. And devil's going to tell you, you're that one person. I believe it's God's will to heal everybody that will repent. Can you say amen? Turn away from their sins. Serve him with all their heart. Get off the fence. Obey him. And believe him. I believe it's his will, perfect will, to heal all. That's his perfect will. Why did he die? To provide something he doesn't want us to have. But you understand, there's a lot of things you and I can do to destroy our health. Can you say amen? And there's some things that we have to do to be healthy. But his perfect will is for you to be healthy and well. Why would he not want you healthy and well? Why? What does he have against you? He wants you to be in pain all your life. Why did he come and die for you? Truly have borne our sickness and carried away our pains. Why did he say that? Because he's a God of compassion. And you've got to stop believing it's God's will for me to be sick. It's not God's perfect will for you to be sick. He still loves you sick. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And he demanded faith of everybody that came to him then. Why wouldn't he demand it now? Amen. Okay, I can't spend all day on that. But Matthew knew it was all that was healed. Luke chapter 17, verse 12, there met him 10 lepers that were lepers. I'm sorry, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They couldn't get close to him because it was forbidden for lepers to get close to people because they would catch it. It was contagious. Verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. What are they doing? They're asking for healing. Verse 14, he says unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed, as they believed him and went. You see, why did they go? Because Jesus told them to go to the priest. They believed they were being healed, so they headed to the priest so he could verify their healing. You see, it was required that lepers allow the priest to confirm that they were healed. And so Jesus was saying, you're healed, so go let the priest validate that you're healed. But at that moment, they were covered in leprosy. But they knew what he meant. Go let the priest verify you're healed. As they went, they were cleansed. Why? They believed what Jesus said. You need to get before God and get your own word and believe it. See, I have my word. Do you believe I'm here? Yes. Do you believe? And I remind him of it all the time. Remind the devil of it mostly. Yay. Do you believe I'm here? Yes. Do you believe I'm here to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy? Yeah. I quote that probably every day. Do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? Yes. You get your own word and you believe it, you speak it and act on it, just like that little lady with the issue of blood. Give the Lord a big thank you. You don't have to believe it. It's not going to keep me from getting healed. I wouldn't be here today if I didn't believe this. It was required that lepers allow the priest to confirm they were healed. If it was God's will to come to for some to be healed and some not to be healed, why would at least one or two of these men not heal? They all were healed. Well, it's God's will for some people not to be healed. Well, then how come, why did all 10 get healed? And how do I know it? Because Jesus said, weren't 10 healed and only one came back to say thank you? Jesus said all 10 were healed. Well, this is so good. Pat myself on the back. I can see you're not going to. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care what you believe. That's between you and God. But he just told me to come and preach this. Amen. So they all acted on their personal word, and they all had the same word, go. And like I said, I got my personal word. I'm believing you'll get a personal word today. You can't just believe. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's how you know you're saved. It's something in here. His witness bears witness with our spirit that we're sons and daughters of God. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're healed. Amen. You see, they all acted on their personal word, which was go to the priest. And you see, there are conditions like repent. You can't just keep practicing your sin. Repent, forgive others. One of these scriptures on healing, it says when you stand praying, forgive. If you want to be healed, you got to forgive. And then according to your faith. So there are conditions. But everything being right, it's God's will for you to be healed. Amen. With his stripes, we are healed. Not some of us. With his stripes, we're healed. What time is it? Time's a fleeing. Matthew 9:20. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding. Here it is. I started just leave this off, but I think I got time to read it. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. And she said to herself, and one of these passages says she heard a report. She heard a message about Jesus Christ. And what was it? It had to be all that touched him were healed. Jesus said to her, let me start over. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. See, that's what the others were doing. She thought, well, if I do it, it happened to me. And the Holy Spirit put it in her. That's why she was saying it. Verse 21, she said to herself, if I only touch his cloak. She's just saying it to herself. Repeat it over and over again. If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. She had a word or report. All that touch him are being healed. That had to be what it was, because that's what she was saying. Verse 22, Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. He didn't heal her. He didn't even know she was there. It was the Holy Spirit in response to her faith that the Holy Spirit had dropped in her. And of course, it involved Jesus Christ, because everything happens through his name. But it's still the Holy Spirit. And when I lay hands on you, I say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal them, work miracles in them. The Holy Spirit responds to the name of Jesus. Amen. What revealed her faith? Her words and her actions. Luke chapter 8, verse 45, same passage. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. What do you mean, who touched me? Jesus said, this touch was different. The touch of faith. This woman has, whoever touched me has faith. In verse 46, Jesus said, someone touched me. I know the power has gone out from me. She touched him in faith, and he didn't even know she was there, but the Holy Spirit responded. Amen. And just leave me alone. I'm building my faith and I'm having fun. I'm feeling good. You see, this is the touch of faith. When this woman acted on her faith, the Holy Spirit released healing power and she was healed. Jesus did not know she was there. It was the work of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit healed her. Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Because of her faith, the Holy Spirit responded. He'll respond to your faith too. You see, like this lady, we must believe, speak, and act on our personal word. Let's all stand.